You're watching Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. We're talking nuclear weapons. We're asking where we should start, where we should focus in the nuclear disarmament of the world. Here are some of our facts. Israel is the only government in the Middle East to have nuclear weapons. You'd be forgiven if you didn't know that, because nobody ever tells you that. And Israel never acknowledges that and won't sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in order to delimit that. Won't allow a single inspector from the IAEA to come and check that. Whilst Iran, which doesn't have any nuclear weapons, has signed the treaty, does allow the inspectors in, gets sanctioned and blockaded, quarantined. Talk about hypocrisy. Israel has at least 80 nuclear weapons, though the brave whistleblower Mordechai Vanunu, who went to prison for 20 years, most of it in solitary confinement, in order to tell the world 25 years ago, said they had in excess of 200 nuclear weapons. And of course, in 2008 and in 2009, Israel used weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons on Gaza, on television, live. We all saw it. Some of the weapons landed in the United Nations headquarters, hospitals, clinics, and schools. The United Nations didn't do a thing about it. So where should the focus be to rid the world of nuclear weapons? Here's a wise young man, Robert in Peterhead. Robert, welcome to the show.
Very good evening to you, George.
And to you, sir. Go ahead.
Personally, I believe that the nuclear weapons should never have existed in the first place. They exist primarily as tools of persuasion, coercion, suppression, and as a means for big countries to threaten smaller countries.
Yeah.
And they have no defense value whatsoever.
None. They're no kind of deterrent, Robert, because if North Korea, God forbid, if North Korea fired its 10 nuclear warheads at Britain, Britain would cease to exist. And so what good would its nuclear weapons have been?
Exactly. And if they get launched, then what are the odds that either side, or indeed any side, is going to survive the blaze? Now, absolutely, all nuclear weapons, all of them, should be abolished. No exceptions.
Mm.
But the ones kept hidden from public view and the countries that hide them need to be brought into the light, and they need to be destroyed first. I am, of course, referring to the Zionist state of Israel and its illegal nuclear weapons, which are more than 80 in number, and which puts the lives of millions of people in the Middle East and the wider world at risk. I just want to ask the heads of state that hold nuclear weapons and are currently stockpiling them by the hundreds of thousands, how many more of these doomsday devices, these dead man switches, do we need to create until we realize that one stupid action anywhere in the world from anyone could literally reduce the world to little more than a smoldering rock devoid of any life whatsoever?
Well, that's very powerfully put, and it's right just to accentuate the deadliness of these weapons. This stockpile of 18,600 warheads, at least, that's a conservative figure, because of both Israel and North Korea's secrecy around this issue. That 18,600 nuclear weapons is more than enough to end all human life on this planet and to produce a nuclear winter that would last for thousands of years, in which no plant could grow, no fish could swim, no insect could crawl, nothing. It could end human life entirely and forever. That's pretty high stakes, isn't it? You'd think that would be something that would be grabbing people's attention, keeping their attention, demanding their action. But it's not. They're focused on the country, Iran, that doesn't have any nuclear weapons at all. Now, over 160 countries have demanded that Israel sign the non-proliferation treaty. But Israel still refuses to cooperate. That's why we're having this debate this evening. As I said, we, in respect, are going next week to launch a campaign, Ban the Bomb, and I hope that people will support it. We're demanding a nuclear-free Britain. We're demanding a nuclear-free Middle East. We're demanding a nuclear-free world. Let's go to the comment wall and take some of the traffic that's been coming in. Here's more tweets. Weapons could destroy all capital cities in the world. British weapons alone, British weapons could destroy all the capital cities in the world. Think about it. We have, 225 nuclear warheads could destroy every capital city on the earth. Just like that. And one more. John Tom says, this fact has dissuaded those who wish to harm the mother of all democracy for a lifetime. I'm really not sure what that means. I'm really not sure who this mother of all democracy is that's being referred to. I really hope it's not the United States of America. I said earlier that Iran had never invaded or occupied anybody else's territory for centuries. The United States has invaded more than 50 countries, 50 in the last 70 years since the end of the Second World War, and has its nuclear weapons spread out across the globe, has nuclear bases in scores of countries around the globe. Barbara is in Hampshire in England. Let's hear from her. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hello, George. I seem to remember you were arrested many years ago.
I was outside the nuclear weapons base. Barbara, right. I gave the only interview ever given upside down to the BBC as I was being carried away by four Strathclyde police officers. Go ahead.
I remember. I was in court when about that time when Sarah Hipperson was charged with damaging offence at Greenham Common.
Yes.
Now, her defence was that she had committed a crime to prevent a much greater crime, but she was found guilty by the jury. Now, I'm wondering if public opinion would be any different now with the internet.
I think it would be. I think there are far more informed people in our country today than there have ever been in our entire history. Of course, there are still millions, tens of millions of people who are prisoners of the false consciousness which is inculcated in them by our political and media class. But there are more individually informed people in our country than there have ever been. And certainly by the end of our Ban the Bomb campaign, Barbara, I'm hoping there'll be a few more. Now, the action that Sarah took at that time was, I think, to damage one of the United States nuclear warplanes. Am I right?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
And who could argue now that committing that small offence to stop a much bigger offence was not an honourable thing to do? Anyway, she'll always be honourable in my eyes. Thanks for that, Barbara, in Hampshire. Craig is in London, on the same subject, of course. Craig, welcome.
Hi, George.
Hello there. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, as you know, there are many people across the world watching Press TV. I would just like to say that just to find the truth about, you know, nuclear weapons in general, and particularly the truth about the Israel-Palestinian conflict, and to prove that Israel is the one that is in the right, follow me on Twitter at Israel for Truth, and I think YouTube videos as well about this as well. So thanks for giving me the platform to spread my information at Truth for Israel. Thanks.
I'm not sure what that was all about, but we'll just leave it hanging on the wall. And talking of walls, here on the comment wall, we've got some more stats. US has over 5,000 nuclear warheads, and Britain's nuclear weapons could destroy all the capital cities of the world, as I've been saying. Amal is in Leicester. She's always worth hearing. Amal, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Mr. Galloway.
Good evening.
I think if we talk about, before we talk about the nuclear weapons, what they can do with us as a human being, we have to also think about our planet. It's not only us who are living, it's also another living being who are in the planet. And that's also our planet, our daily life, our food. And I don't think there's any more damage what can be done in the Middle East. The Middle East is already destroyed. It's already destroyed in the Middle East. But I am more concerned also about the planet what we are living today, because our planet, you see in disaster what's happening more and more, and that's the creation of the mankind, what we're doing in our planet. And any government or any human being who have a normal brain, he will not develop this type of weapons, but you cannot even destroy them. You cannot even get rid of them. Even after you get rid of them, there will be another damage what they will cause after 10, 20, 50, 60 years.
Well,
I don't know. Those
500 years, 1,000 years.
Yeah, I don't know. These countries who are doing the nuclear weapons, what they are thinking, what they are besetting to get it. But I'm glad that the Iranian government will never do it, and they've done it fatwa that they don't never do it. And that's what makes me happy. And the rest of them, they are the loser. Have a nice evening.
Thank you, Amal. I think we began to lose the line there at the end, but the passion in your voice was very clear, I'm sure, for everyone. Governments with nuclear weapons: United States, Russia, Britain, France, China, Israel, India, Pakistan, and North Korea. You'll note there's no Iran in that list. Governments hosting other people's nuclear weapons: Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey. That surprised me, I must say. I didn't know about the Netherlands, and I didn't know about Italy either. And governments which are in nuclear alliances, which is exactly the same, of course, they are themselves sheltering, they say, behind nuclear